Join me today at the Whidbey Island farm of Mark Borden and his family. Barn swallows nest in the goat pen. Cliff swallows against the barn. Violet green and tree swallows in the fence. In the fence? Let's hear from Mark.
What I've done is I've taken our vinyl horse fence and modified every fourth post to make a bird nest.
Why did Mark go to the trouble?
Well, the original reason I did it was, well, I just love birds, of course, but the original reason I did it was to keep the insects down on my horse farm, because the horse flies were just incredibly thick down there. It was amazing. One time I was watching my mule, and this giant silver and black horse fly was trying to bite it, and everywhere it landed, the mule would manage to get it away either by biting at it or switching her tail at it, and then it chose to be right on top of the center of her back, where she couldn't bite it, and she couldn't get it with her tail either. So she actually rolled over on the ground to try to get this giant horsefly off of her, and then the horsefly got up and flew off. The horsefly flew off across the pasture, and while it was across the pasture out in the middle, in came a swallow, a tree swallow, and just flap! I couldn't believe a swallow took on such a huge horsefly. So I thought, that's the answer. So I built a little box out of leftover piece of horse fence, and I put it up, and within a day, a pair of swallows moved into it. So then I looked, and I thought, the fence is only 10 feet away from this box. And that was the epiphany, is I can put a nest box right in the fence. So I went ahead and I put one in the fence, I stepped back, and literally within a minute they found the nest box and went right into it.
See pictures and learn more at our website, birdnote.org.